This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Biden mandate when it comes to vaccinations, federally speaking, and how it could ultimately affect the holidays, businesses, including some big associations and the Chamber of Commerce, say, please, please delay the mandate until after the holidays because it's a grind and it's killing us. And then the sad shooting in Idaho at a shopping mall leaves investigators puzzled as they try to ascertain why, what possibly could be the motivation for this. More could have been injured or killed, two killed in the end, and some officers wounded. But the good news is, again, the response was rapid. And more people escaped harm than were actually harmed as they were in the middle of a shootout in a parking lot right outside a major mall. And protests over vaccinations and the mandate in New York. Police officers, firefighters saying, no, we're not going to do it. Do not comply. They may lose their jobs or at least their paychecks if they don't comply. And the New York mayor is digging his heels in and says he will not blink on this. Hey, hey, everybody. Just another day in paradise here in the good old United States. Kate Delaney, thrilled as always to be the skipper of this ship. So let's dive in right away. Vaccinations, proof of vaccinations, no vaccinations. That is pretty much how the world turns, not just here in the United States, but in so many other places across the globe. So it was interesting what happened in New York because you had a mass protest against the New York City mandate. And you had a big 5,000 block of people walking across the Brooklyn Bridge carrying flags and chanting all kinds of things, especially we won't comply and don't tell us what to do and it's all about fear and that kind of thing. Leave us alone, let us work, get out of the way for people who want to work and show up. And boy, oh boy, you have police officers, municipal workers, a lot of people that could lose their jobs. And then what comes next? And what comes next for a city like New York, our biggest city, if you're short on police and firefighters? What are the options? What happens next? There's one sign that I thought was interesting where you had maybe five or six guys carrying a sign that said, workers are essential, mandates are not. So, city employees, including firefighters and police officers, are mandated to get their first dose by 5 p.m. on Friday, this Friday. Members of the city workforce who haven't started that series by November 1st are going to be placed on unpaid leave until they provide proof of vaccination. So if they don't, that's it. If they do, if they've been a holdout and they do, they get an extra $500 bonus in their paychecks, or they're calling it a boost to get a jab. Corrections officers have until December 1st to get their first shot. This is in New York City. A lot of that's sprinkled around the country due to an ongoing staffing shortage at Rikers Island. So think about that, where the worst of the worst criminal behavior can be seen or was seen, and then they were thrown behind bars at Rikers. They don't have enough corrections officers. So how would you like to work there? Who's got your back if you're one of the few that are on duty? That would be scary in itself. There are a lot of problems happening not just in New York City, but in other places, because people are saying, many of these people who are on the front lines, the essential workers, I don't want to do it for whatever reason, whether it's a conspiracy story that got them, whether it's a religious reason they don't want to do it, whether they just feel like I don't want to be told to do it, whatever the reason is, the bottom line is, what do you do when you have enough of a workforce that are saying we won't do it and they are the, I'm going to say it again, essential workers. It's one thing not to be able to get a hamburger at McDonald's. It's another thing if you have a fire in your house and the good men and women who normally would be roaring down the street to run in and help you are shorthanded and have call after call because they don't have enough people. And that is very scary to me in a big city like New York, even in smaller areas. I mean, just do the numbers. If it's a numbers war. If you don't have enough, you don't have enough. And who do you get to step into those spots? People who have been there for a long time, who know the organization, who know what to do, who know how to set up scenes when something happens. For example, in the police force, when you're shorthanded police-wise and there's all kinds of calls, how quickly can you respond to a call when you're shorthanded, and how do you rank those calls? And that is one of the huge problems that's looming, not just, by the way, in New York City. Not just in New York City. Then you've got the other part of the problem of the ports and the truckers. And what happens when the truckers say, we can't do it, I'm not going to do it. And you don't have enough truckers to, for when they do get the goods and want to move them, you don't have enough people to move them. So what do you get in that case? You have some high school students who are learning how to drive trucks because they can walk across a line, so to speak. And if they can learn how to drive and good enough that it passes, they can end up there on the roads. And what's that like when you don't have seasoned professionals behind the wheel? I think there are a lot of waves of repercussions that are really starting to happen and rear its ugly head, this whole thing of where we're at and what do we do at this point, right? And then you look at what's just happening economically to some small businesses when they can't find those people, and then those that are just kind of caught in the middle and they have a mandate they have to deal with and they know that they're going to be stuck because they can't possibly get the people that they need. They can't possibly do it. So there has been that push by, like, the Chamber of Commerce asking the White House to delay the Biden COVID vaccine mandate until after the holidays. In some cases, they're saying late January, and that's fine. I mean, I'm just going to give you one number. 80,000 drivers. That's what the trucking business is short. The national supply chain, think about that. That would disrupt it even more when you're short 80,000 drivers. And you could lose 37% of the drivers through retirements, resignation, workers switching to smaller companies not covered by the requirements. Yeah. It's going to be an interesting couple of weeks, my friends, to say the least. All right, coming up, what happened in Idaho and at that mall, we'll tell you next.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Picture this, you're in Boise, Idaho, which is supposed to be incredible. It's on my list of places to go. And you're at the Boise Town Square Shopping Mall. It's in Idaho's, of course, biggest city. It's the city's largest mall, 150-some stores. You're just there, you're taking the baby for a walk, or you're walking, or you're grabbing something for the fam, or, hey, you're going to your favorite watering hole to meet a couple of the guys. For whatever reason, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, almost. And then all of a sudden, you hear this pop, 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 pop. And yeah, shots ring out. And people are flying. Just take cover, active shooter. People are either trying to figure out where they can hide, or they're flat out running for it. Running in every direction you can imagine. Because that's what you hear, active shooter. What do? People are trying to process it. You just keep running. Get to the outer perimeter, as one person described it, of the parking lot. Of course, that's what you do. Then, once you're told it's safe, you finally make your way back to the car, if you can remember where you parked your car, because your mind is so jumbled. And that's what happened to a lot of people. 2 people were killed, 6 injured now, they're saying, including a police officer in this shopping mall. A suspect taken into custody in critical condition, and they're investigating what happened, what was it about. There are no more details other than that, except for, once again, in a sleepy little town on what isn't supposed to be a manic Monday, it becomes crazy and chaotic when we're already dealing with so much. You know, now this is just it, right? This is the world we live in. We've seen this in, unfortunately, supermarkets, see it in shopping malls, schools, churches. What is the answer? We have different psychologists on, psychiatrists on. People talk about people being isolated, lonely, and all kinds of different reasons. Reach out if you know someone's not right. How do you know someone's going to do that? How does anyone? And so often we hear, nice person. Nice guy would never do that. Used to date my sister, was XYZ. I think now more than ever, that word isolation and people feeling disconnected and disillusioned and all of those things has just been magnified. Just been magnified. Do I know if it has anything to do with this? No, but I can almost guess. And we'll see in the next couple of days where that all ends up. But it's sad. Of course, it's sad to see that anywhere, wherever it happens. A couple of other things that popped up on the radar, as I say, as we traverse in a couple of different directions and talk about what's the focus, you know, in my neck of the woods, maybe, and in your neck of the woods, and what we're dealing with. And how we're dealing with it. So there are a few things that I saw that made me think about, you know, the vaccination, the COVID, and how we're dealing with tests and all that kind of stuff. And there are some new rules that are kicking in because the U.S. is going to require contact tracing. So COVID tests, when anybody, an international person, comes in, that was the whole idea. When they come in, they're going to lift that next month. So they're going to allow vaccinated visitors from abroad into the country starting November 8th. So the COVID era travel restrictions barred most visitors from the UK, the EU, Brazil, and other countries. Unvaccinated inbound travelers, including US citizens, have to show proof of a negative COVID test within 1 day of departure. So this means that anybody, wherever they are, you got to get that test. You got to find a test. You got to get a COVID test, and you got to have it on hand, results to show within 1 day of departure. That won't be easy for some people, but that's it. That's the rules that have been put in place. And of course, before it was nobody. You know, most of the people, most visitors from more than 30 countries couldn't come in. So now at least that's been eased. But if you're traveling anywhere, just make sure you have your finger on the pulse of where do I get a COVID test? Otherwise, it might be difficult coming back, right? Yes. And of course, Delta, United, American Airlines, they're saying that bookings for transatlantic travel have surged since these plans have been put in place to replace the country-specific travel bans with vaccine requirements. So I think there's just a demand to travel anywhere. I think if anybody gets any kind of a good deal or they could go someplace that's been on their list and they can somehow afford it, whether I don't care if jumping in the car, people are doing that, or camping or whatever, but definitely if they can figure out a way to get on a plane to go somewhere, I think that the whole idea of being weary or feeling trapped, even if you love where you are, I think that's hit people in a very, very big way, right? So I'm not surprised that there's more interest in traveling to lots of other places. That's not surprising to me at all. All right, how about this? This is like from the files of Are You Kidding Me, Man? I was reading this story earlier today that a man spent most of his COVID-19, what are people thinking, business loan on one item. You know what the one item was? $57,789 on a Pokemon card. Pokemon card. Yeah. So, you know, the whole idea was you keep your struggling business afloat. One man was charged with spending his loan money on strip clubs. Duh. I know I've talked about this before. There was the guy that bought the $318,000 Lamborghini. Yeah, you're not going to get caught. Take a page from the mafia. Never show your wealth if you've knocked over a truck. So you're knocking over a virtual truck, so to speak. A federal watchdog said this month that the Small Business Administration overpaid $4.5 billion in grants to self-employed people and that no system of controls were in place to flag applications with flawed or illogical information, even claims of up to 1 million employees. So this year, the Small Business Administration Inspector General concluded that the federal agency rushed out billions of dollars in loans through something that was probably helpful to a lot of people that didn't need it, the Paycheck Protection Program, at the expense of controls that could have stopped the Lamborghini dude, the Pokemon person probably, and maybe the stripper guy. And who knows what other people spent the money on, right? And then people who really needed it would have gotten it, because maybe they didn't. Maybe they got declined. Or maybe they got some, but they could have gotten more, and it would have helped in keeping more people in place when you were really struggling with whatever business it was. Because remember, you got to think back to the very beginning of the pandemic, right? So the SBA is saying that its COVID EIDL program has dispersed more than $310 billion to small businesses and has been critical to their pandemic recovery, right? But again, what is the, you know, what's it being used for? So, for example, the guy who got the Pokemon spent the money on the Pokemon card, which is absurd. It's absurd, isn't it? He was looking for a loan where he said on his application he had 10 employees and he had revenue of over $235,000 over a year. So then the Small Business Administration, a month later, deposited $85,000 into a bank account in his name. Oh, are you kidding? Although, collector item gaming cards can get big money. One unopened box of first edition Pokemon cards sold for $400,000. So perhaps he was taking a risk. I'll just make this money and then I'll just pay this loan back. I just know it. I'll just do it. I'll be the one. I'll be the one in a million that makes that kind of money again. Crazy. And there's other silly stories that I could probably bore you with. Or annoy you with, because I think it's annoying, because too many people really needed that money and didn't get it, and they perhaps should have been eligible. All right, hang with us. A couple of great guests coming up next round the bend.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Biden administration refused Texas Governor Greg Abbott's appeal that the federal government reimburse Texas for millions of dollars spent responding to the migrant crisis at the southern border. Federal Emergency Management Agency Director Dean Criswell notified the governor of the decision in a letter sent Sunday.
Elections have consequences, and stolen elections have catastrophic consequences.
Steve Bannon, the former Trump campaign strategist who has used his War Room podcast to amplify Trump's claims that the election was stolen, was among the featured speakers at the Pima County GOP's sold-out Lincoln Day dinner on Saturday.
In 2020, Donald Trump won a bigger victory in this country. And I will debate any person, take on any presidential commission, go before Congress, do anything they want, and show them the receipts.
This is USA Radio News. More than 3,000 mostly Central American migrants walked along a highway in southern Mexico toward the town of Huixtla Monday, where security forces had deployed, possibly signaling that authorities would soon try to break up the group. About 100 National Guard, soldiers, and immigration agents waited just outside Huixtla. Authorities have dissolved other migrant groups in the area during other recent attempts. Senate Democrats plan to reveal a revenue scheme for their multi-trillion-dollar budget bill that would tax unrealized capital gains, a move targeted toward the richest of the ultra-wealthy. The measure would put taxes on unrealized capital gains, but would start at an extremely high threshold. To meet the threshold, an individual would need to make $1 billion or more in income in 1 year. This is USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Next guest and her partner is with her as well. Carrie Schuster joins us, and she joins us from Australia, and she's written a book called How to Get Your Partner to Listen to You. How many times do I hear that from people, that you're not listening to what I'm saying? He never listens, she never listens, they never listen, whatever it is, whoever your partner is. And geez, how key that is. So I was really excited to have Carrie on, because I talk about listening, and I think it dovetails into, she goes deep into other areas that I don't talk about, that I've talked about on stages. And I think it's quite powerful. I mean, I'm going to just go out there and say, of all the books that I've read in the last year, this is in my top 10, that you have to get this. You have to get this, because it's so frustrating to have a great partner, but see that it starts to fall apart. And all of it is because you keep walking down this path where you're not paying attention, or you're not looking for cues. And Carrie gives you great ways to do that, that's for sure. So, Carrie, thank you so much for coming on. And I want to give a big shout out to Rodney Elson as well, because he's with us. Hi, Rodney.
How you going?
Hi.
I love
Thank
that.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, that tells you something about this relationship. So Carrie, why did you write the book? What made you decide, I'm going to write this book?
I was often talking with clients and even people. I'm a designer dressmaker, and so people are always telling me their heart stories, and they often, this theme kept happening of, I can't get him to listen to me, or I can't get her to listen to me, or I can't get my kids to listen to me. How do I get them to listen to me? And as it just kept going on, I felt like I needed to write some sort of a tool book or something where there was just these simple dot points. The people would go, oh, yeah, I could try that. Oh, yeah, I could try that. So I began writing something like a PDF download. And as I continued to write, it turned into a little bit more. It got a little bit bigger and probably a little bit bigger than actually a download. So I looked into the whole publishing side of things and had it published.
And what I like is you just tell us flat out how to get your partner to listen to you. So how do you get Rodney to listen to you?
I definitely look for timing. Timing is probably one of the biggest and greatest keys that I tend to really share with people. There's non-verbal and verbal cues, so you can actually hear from within when it's the right timing. And also logically, one of the key things is to, when your partner gets home from work, not to just launch into some intense conversation as soon as they walk in the door, or, you know, start throwing demands or whatever. It's about timing, like allowing them to have some breathing space for 10 minutes or half an hour, depending on the person, and, you know, allowing the and being patient, knowing that when you hear to say something, they'll be ready to hear. They'll be ready to give you all of who they are, because I've had some breathing space to settle back into this flow in the home from coming in from where they were out in the world. So timing is a very huge thing, and I very much look for that with Rodney. He has a lot going on with his work mentally. He's on the computer all day and talking with lots of people all the time. So I'm very mindful as to when it's the right timing to speak with him, because I want his full attention. So I'll always look for those cues, and when he's ready, I can see it and feel it.
Oh, that's such great advice. I think that is like 90% of what people don't do, and you certainly have seen it. And as you said, being a dressmaker, all that conversation, all the things that happened, and there was the necessity for it, and I think that drove you to write this, and you've said that. Rodney, for you, and both of you were in other relationships in your lives, what's been the hardest part for you to learn along your journey with Carrie?
Learning to listen, learning to stop what you think you need to be doing, or directing, having your own agenda, I guess, is probably more to the point. Coming into a conversation with your own agenda instead of finding out what the other person is really meaning and what they're trying to tell you. And that only comes about by listening. So it's sort of, if you can go in with no agenda and then you listen, everything unfolds. Then you actually see this, you start to see the other person for what they need to say, which then makes you be able to look at how you can come up with solutions, how you can help them with whatever they need to know. I think that's one of the keys is no agenda in a conversation.
Yeah, that's good, too. That piggybacks on what Carrie was saying, for sure. Carrie, what do you hope people take away from reading the book overall? So they read the book and they get all these, I call them really solid tips. It's more than tips, but the philosophy, the examples, that whole kind of thing. What do you hope they take away from reading the book?
To begin to really listen to themselves, to notice those cues that are going on inside of them and hear them for what they really are, and be able to allow their life and their love to flow out from there. Because often we're focusing on the partner to fill us up, to deal with stuff and to, you know, look at me, instead of realizing that they're our mirrors. They were drawn to us because there were qualities in them that are in us, but we haven't noticed them in us, but we've certainly noticed them in them. So, and I believe that we we have people in front of us who are mirroring, you know, good and bad, but mirroring so that we can recognise, okay, that's what not to do and that's what to do. And so alongside of that is to, alongside of what Rodney said as well, is when people are talking with one another, we're very easy to bring the history, the past. So it's like this big wardrobe just brought in and sits right in between you. So, oh, he's going to think this, or she's going to say that, or they're going to do this. And you've got this expectation over the conversation that hasn't hardly even happened yet because of previous things, instead of just being present. Be present right here, right now. You're in front of me. I'm looking at you. I'm giving you my full attention. You're giving me all your full attention. I want to hear what you're saying. I want to hear from your heart. I want to hear, I want to see your face. I want to look at you, not your phone. I want to see these aspects about who you are and really hear what you're trying to say to me. Even if you can't even properly express it between you, if you're both listening, you can actually thrash it out together. One of the things that I said in my book, which was really key too, was when Rodney and I first met, because he'd been so hurt, he really shut down in his emotional being. And when we used to have, we'd have massive long conversations on the phone on a daily basis, and I would say to him, oh, so how did you feel about that? Oh, I don't know. And I said, oh, well, did you feel butterflies, or did you feel angry, or did you feel, what did you feel? And as we started exploring some of those sort of unusual feelings that he had not sort of entertained the words for, couldn't connect the words and the feeling, and oh, so that's what that means. Oh, frustration. Oh, that's nervousness. Oh, that's fear. Oh, you know, and what aspect of fear? When you can explore those things together, getting to know each other through all of those things, putting words to certain feelings that I found that us women seem to be very articulate in the emotional side of things, which men aren't necessarily fully equipped that way, and that's why we get to walk together on the earth and share those things with them. And so, you know, Rodney would often say, oh, so that's what that is. Yeah, that's what that is. So just next time you hear, feel that, that's potentially what that is. So those things were really, they were huge. They were huge in our relationship. And I know that they, you know, lots of men clients that I've dealt with, it seems to come up again and again and again, but they don't understand that sort of articulated word or that they're used to in their logic, what the emotion is with that and how that all flows and how that connects, and then how do we respond with that, how to react with it.
Wow, so well said. And we're like almost out of time, but I have to ask you this. How empowering is it for you to do what you do and then to have written this book?
Oh, I feel really blessed. I feel like this book has flowed through me. So here I am talking to you on the other side of the world, which just amazes me, and thank you very much for us inviting me and us. This book has been a privilege to be able to share, and if the whole world got a hold of this, oh my goodness, how could it change? It would change so many relationships on this earth.
Yep, yeah. I love it, and it's a perfect place to end this. This is why you have to get this book, How to Get Your Partner to Listen to You. Carrie Schuster, thank you so much. Rodney Elson, thanks for being along for the ride too and throwing in your 2 cents. It was valuable. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Missions of War, A Personal Journey of World War II, Missions, and Robert J. Broderson wrote this book, and it's interesting because what an exceptional life. And I think of World War II, and I think of the flights immediately. So I had a wonderful off-air conversation with his daughter, Sarah Cameron, who joins us. And unfortunately, Robert is no longer with us, but his book is, and it really takes you right back in history. It's like stepping back in history. Sarah, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about, as he was known, Brody. How did he end up? He kept a diary of his 37 missions as a B-17 pilot. And how did he end up deciding, okay, let's put this in a book. Let's have a personal journal of World War II missions, because I think it's just brilliant how it's pulled together.
Yeah. Well, yes, my dad, he flew these missions during World War II in 1944 between January and August. And he just kept this kind of in a little loose leaf notebook thing. And us kids didn't know about it because he never ever really talked about being in the service. And then in 1980, he presented us with this thing. We didn't even know he was having Mom type it up or anything. And he gave it to us in a kind of a notebook thing. And once us kids read it, then we kind of shared it with other people. And more people were like, have you read Brody's book? And it just got to be really a popular thing to hear about World War II from that perspective.
Yeah, so tell us about your dad and those missions. How did he fall into it?
Well, he started out going to college, and after one semester, it was in 1939, the war was heating up over in Europe, and he and a buddy said, we should sign up and get in on this. And so he and another friend enlisted, and as many people did, you know, that was just a huge amount of volunteerism during World War II, of course. And so what he enlisted in the Army and left out of Omaha, and he was stationed out in Washington, and they were looking for volunteers for the Air Corps. They called it the Army Air Corps because it wasn't the Air Force yet. But he volunteered, and he ended up getting selected, and so they went into some training, of course. And I just happened to read that there were like 15,000 people, men, killed during training flights, getting ready for to, you know, go over to Europe. So it was a huge amount of sacrifice.
Yeah, and he talks about the losses, and he talks about the humor. You and I talked about some of the humorous things that, that happened. You tell me a really funny story. Share some of that humor.
Yeah, well, they happened to get paid, and my dad and a buddy, the bombardier, I think he was, went to the local pub. In England, you could go to the pubs and fraternize with the country people, of course. And he got into a poker game, kind of a high-stakes poker game with this other Army buddy. And they ended up winning a lot of money. And so on the way home, they ran into a horse and buggy, and Dad's buddy, his name was Hall, he said, we should buy that. And Dad said, well, yeah, well, we'll talk to the farmer that was driving it. So they did. And he said, well, you can't really have this one, but you can buy the farm tomorrow, and I'll sell you one. And so they went the next day. They got a couple bicycles and rode to that farm and talked to the farmer. And, and they ended up, the horse and buggy that he sold them really wasn't as nearly as nice. And the horse was my dad. We grew up on the farm, so he kind of knew what a good horse looked like. And he looked at his teeth, and they were really worn off. And he told Hall that it really wasn't a very good horse and buggy. But Hall thought the horse's teeth were pretty. So he couldn't keep his money in his pocket, and they ended up buying the horse and buggy. And they ended up naming it Queenie, and they brought it back to the barracks, and they said they got a really big welcome. He said Churchill couldn't have had a bigger welcome than those guys. And so anyway, they had this horse and buggy for the duration of being over in the in Europe there. So
wow, that is a very funny story, and lucky that they had a Nebraska boy there to know what to do. He talked about the blackouts in England. He talked about that and what that was like, didn't he?
Right. They had to leave. They got to go into London for a bit, and overnight, he said people would, you know, you couldn't have any lights on. Well, even at their camp and at where they stayed, their barracks, they had to keep all the lights off at night. And but when they were on this leave in England, apparently the air raids would go off during the night, and people would go into the tunnels, the subway tunnels. That's where they spent the night, the people from London, just to stay safe. And Dad talked about a couple buddies that they had a couple girls, and they spent the night, and their raid would go off, and the girls would go under the bed. And by the time the guys got under the bed, then they'd do the all clear. And so anyway, that's the way it was the whole night. Was just kind of, it was a very very difficult time for people in Europe.
I bet it was a difficult time. I know I've read about that, and in this book he talks about that. I love that he put that in there, because to me the subway scene is the thing that people don't realize. He also talked, and by the way, we're speaking with Sarah Broderson Cameron, and she helps compile this book. So was it fun for you to pull this together with him, with his diary work on that?
Yeah. Actually, he had the whole diary part complete. I just put in a little pre-mission chapter and a post-mission chapter, kind of telling about the rest of his life. But yeah, he talked about his diary a lot. My dad and I, we went to Europe on a trip in 1996, and he took the diary along. He was kind of starting to, unfortunately, have a little memory loss at that time. Yeah, but he could talk about the missions really still well, so that was good. And everybody on the trip was impressed. So.
Yeah, and you could get those missions down. It's great that it's out there for everybody to see. He also talked about something that a lot of us don't think about now, but when he was flying and he's on these missions, and there was 37 of them, and he's just 23 years old, he was a tail gunner, wasn't he?
On the very first mission, he was a tail gunner because the pilot wanted somebody in the back to be able to tell him how the rest of the formation looked. And so, yeah, he got assigned to his first mission was just on as a tail gunner. Otherwise, he was a co-pilot the other missions.
For the other missions.
Yeah, and originally when they went over there was supposed to be 25 missions, and the losses over there were heavy. There was, like when he'd tell about his missions, there was always like 30 to 40 planes that were lost. And each plane had a crew of 10 men. So, the losses were just huge. And, to realize that you were facing that every time you went up in the plane was, really difficult. Yeah.
I bet at 23 too. And he talked about a mission. He comes back black eyes, just black eyes from the mission, right?
Right, right. The stress was just so huge that to be responsible for your crew, and it was just really difficult. and it was they had to wear those electric suits that to keep them warm, and it was just amazing what they had to go through.
Sarah, thanks so much. And again, the book, Missions of War, A Personal Journey of World War II Missions, Robert J. Broderson. It's his book and his tale, and it's so interesting to feel like you're listening to him talk about his missions because it is his journal. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former cowboy great Emmett Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.